This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNee. Leaders from across the world are criticizing the haphazard global response to a microscopic virus that unleashed economic havoc and took nearly 1 million lives in its march across the globe. Kazakhstan's president called it a critical collapse of global cooperation. The coronavirus pandemic and its consequences topped the list of concerns on the second day of the pre-recorded speeches by world leaders Wednesday at the General Assembly's first virtual high-level meeting. Countries large and small spoke out about struggling to deal with its impact without international coordination, pleas for the world to work together to combat the scourge, and other global problems have taken the forefront. And there are nearly 977,000 COVID-19-related deaths globally, with more than 31.8 million confirmed infections. During a news conference Wednesday evening, U.S. President Donald Trump said that he may overrule the Food and Drug Administration on COVID-19 vaccine approval, claiming if they do not authorize the vaccine, politics might be the reason. Meanwhile, earlier in the day, the head of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration said Wednesday science will guide our decisions as the agency decides whether to give full or emergency authorization to a coronavirus vaccine. Dr. Stephen Hahn was speaking to the U.S. Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions. He said the decisions will be made by career FDA scientists, and he pledged the approval process will be transparent and independent. The United States is moving forward with a plan to manufacture doses of some of the vaccine candidates currently undergoing trials. This is so doses can be made available to the public quickly if and when there is approval. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.